Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is Not Yet.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." In both of our readings today, we get the feeling of almost, but not yet. In the Song of Songs, the Beloved stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattices. The lover calls out, "Let me see you. Let me hear your voice." We hear the longing of one lover for another. They are almost united, just outside the door, but not yet. In Luke, Mary and Elizabeth greet each other with joy. I can almost feel the embrace myself as I remember the excitement of seeing family members and my sisters after a year and a half of COVID. Can't you? Their babies are so near, but not quite ready to be part of the world. Both Mary and Elizabeth yearn for the time when that what was spoken by the Lord would be fulfilled, and so do we. Both children will be born soon, but not yet. Probably the greatest blessing that I've received as a chaplain is experiencing the divine in my vulnerable patients. Like tiny babies who depend completely on others to survive, my patients must often get help to go to the bathroom, to eat their meals, or even just to turn over in bed. And they want so badly to get out of the hospital and go home. But I have to remind them, not yet. As I age, I yearn more and more to be united to God. And while I do come close, sometimes very close, to the sacred in nature or in others, the answer to my yearning is not yet. We are getting so close to Christmas. There are still a few more days to go. And Advent has been a time of waiting, of yearning for the coming of the divine. It's been a time to recognize our own vulnerability and dependence on God, to practice our skills of patience and humility, a time to look for the divine in the unexpected. We are very close to Christmas, but not yet. Yes, we are very close to Christmas, and one of these days, God will say to us, "Now," and our yearning will be over. Our joy will be complete.